You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Cosmina Nessie, a personal and corporate image brand specialist. Cosmina works together with her clients to build a productive, creative, profitable, and sustainable professional and personal brand. Many of her clients are individual professionals who recognize that industry expertise is not enough to succeed as a professional. Cosmina, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome. So first of all, to start off with, what is professional and personal image branding?
Well, professional and personal branding is basically the process by which individuals differentiate themselves or stand out from their peers, their colleagues, and their competitors. You do this basically by identifying and articulating your unique values, and then you leverage from it with a consistent message and an image to achieve whatever goal you plan to have. By building a strong and consistent professional image or brand, you enhance your expertise in your field and you establish a reputation which is ultimately should be credible, likable, and authentic. As professionals, you know, we study our technical side of our profession by attending university and college, but personal branding actually takes into account your soft skills, somebody's ability to connect with others, their communication skills, their appearance, their decision making. It is those things that actually connect you with your colleagues and your clients and make you a much more valuable employee, basically. So that's what personal branding is.
Why do you feel employee branding should be a part of an organization's overall branding objective?
Each time a customer, I guess, interacts with an organization, it's their opportunity to build the organization's brand. And the experience an employee delivers to that customer or to the potential customer will determine the ongoing perception and reputation of the company's brand. Therefore, it's important that every employee's brand is in sync with that of the organization. They need to speak the same language. People will more than likely engage a company's service if they feel their interaction with that one employee or with the employees has been an easy, happy, and productive one. So it's important that the brand of each employee and that of the brand of the organization, whatever their product or service is in sync and sends the same message out ultimately. You know, you look at Apple, where the brand of Apple, it's dynamic, it's forthright, it's young, energetic. You look at every employee that works for Apple, you go into an Apple store, it doesn't matter where in the world you go, they're exactly the same. Their professional development is, you know, at its highest level possible. You know, each person has the same look, feel, their interaction, their communication skills, their appearance, or is aligned with that of the Apple brand. And it's exactly that. It should be the same for all organizations, regardless of how big or small that company is. We should be doing the same thing.
I couldn't agree more. How can developing one's soft skills increase the company's profit margin?
Well, employees need to look at developing their employees as part of the brand. They need to think of them as another arm of whatever their brand is, because they're out there speaking. They're out there talking to other people, to clients, to customers, to friends about what they're doing and what they're saying. So they need to set a really good example of what that is. You know, aligning the brand of the organization and that of their employees will not only improve relationships between colleagues, between customer with employees and customers, but it will increase customer satisfaction. It'll create greater efficiency within the organization. So by developing soft skills, not only are you developing an individual person, but you're developing the team of people that work for you, and you're building a more efficient, cohesive team, one that's a lot happier. So you definitely will not only increase the profit margin by your customer sales and service and so forth, but the interaction of your employees and the amount of work that's been done within your organisation also has been proven to increase by increasing soft skills and ultimately somebody's professional image and brand.
Today we are joined by Cosmina Nessie, a personal and corporate image brand specialist here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Cosmina, what are the elements of professional branding?
Again, as a professional, you need to remember that you are your own brand, even though you're working for an organization, how big or small that may be. And ultimately, a successful professional needs to be seen as credible, likable, and authentic, regardless of what industry you're in. And you do this by developing three elements. The first one is your visual presence. That's your body language, what you're wearing, how you're wearing it, you know, the air that you have when you walk into a room, your eye contact. You know, the National Research Council of Canada found that your appearance, they state that your appearance strongly influences other people's perception of your financial success, your authority, your trustworthiness, your intelligence, and the suitability for hire or promotion. So perception is often reality, you could say. And what you wear and not only how you communicate this influences your personal brand. So one of the elements is definitely visual presence. The second element that you need to develop as a professional is your communication and your rapport. That not only takes into account how you speak, your verbal and nonverbal communication, but it takes into account your ability to negotiate, your ability to do public speaking, for example. You know, we're always presenting in an organization, whether it's to a board, whether it's to executives, whether it's to clients. So communication and rapport is about actually your ability to connect and network with people and communicate with people. So it's really important that you build that up. Again, the National Research Council of Canada found that when you combine your appearance and your communication skills, not only is others' perception of you affected, but their behaviour towards you is influenced. And combining clothing and communication together determines whether or not they want to do business with you, whether or not they trust you, whether or not people will listen to you, and how they will react to you, and ultimately how much you're getting paid. The third element of professional branding, which is really, really important, is inner strength and confidence. It really is important that you develop your own self-esteem, your confidence within yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your brand, your personal brand, before anybody else can. So all three, visual presence, communication and rapport, and inner strength, need to be developed if you want to be known as somebody who is likable, credible, and authentic. You know, it doesn't make sense to develop one and not the other. You can't have visual presence. You can't have poor visual presence but great communication skills. You know, you can't have great communication skills and lack inner confidence. All three elements have to be developed simultaneously, and it's ongoing. It's a process that you do throughout your career as you develop and you build your reputation and you build your experience. So as an individual, it's important that you build these elements. And as an organisation, if you can help your employees build these elements within themselves, the organisation builds and creates great value. You know, you're creating an asset within your employees, so it's vital to the bottom line of an organisation as well.
Is it just as important to worry about branding in small business as it is in the larger corporations or organizations?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter whether you're starting off and you're a one-man business or you've got a couple, you know, two or three employees or hundreds of employees. The brand, your brand as a your employee branding is vital. You know, we often think, you know, we don't have the money to spend on professional development, on personal development when we're starting out. But It is it. You, often in a small business, you are your brand. People are speaking to you, so you need to develop your side to speak the same language as whatever your business is. Yes, large companies spend millions and millions of dollars on branding and professional development, but small businesses, entrepreneurs, they can take that. They need to research what larger companies do and then obviously scale it down to themselves and to the employees that they have. And proportionately, they'll see the benefit within their own organization. You know, there's no excuse or there's no reason why, as a small business, you can't develop your brand and your employees, one employee, two employees, or several employees, to develop them to be out there speaking the same language as your as the brand of your business. So, yes, it is just as important to build the brand of a small business as it is to build that of a large organization, definitely.
Valuable information. Certainly appreciate what you've shared here today with the listeners. How about sharing with us where they can get more information and consider your services? Where would be the best place online?
Eric, the best place to catch me would be on my website, which is www.cosmina.com.au. You can also contact me at info@cosmina.com.au. Check me out on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, Cosmina Neski, or I'm on Twitter, Cosmina Image. All those places, happy to chat with anybody. Just drop me a line.
Very good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
My biggest tip would be that as a professional, as a business, you know, as a professional, you are your brand. It is important that whether you're working for a large organization or a small business, that you represent yourself and that business to the best of your ability. It takes time and it takes a lot of work, just as it does learning any other skill, but we can all do it, and it will only enhance your career path, whatever that may be. Definitely develop your soft skills.
Well, Cosmina, certainly has been our pleasure. You certainly walk your talk, folks. Go check it out, cosmina.com.au. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Cosmina Neski, a personal and corporate image brand specialist. And once again, the website of reference is cosmina.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.